Every day, Philadelphia students crisscross the city to get to school. They ride trains and buses and sometimes even taxi cabs. Yes, taxi cabs. In fact, the number of Philly students who get to school in a cab has doubled over the last 3 years. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt looked into why and what the spike says about Philadelphia's evolving education system.
I'm going to change your shorts, okay?
Yes.
Early mornings at the Bellamy House in West Philadelphia revolve around 20-year-old Kareem. His mom Roberta and dad Lenny dress him, collect his things, and walk him out to the curb. It's a strict routine. Kareem, who has autism, likes it that way.
Mom, it's time to leave, Mom. It's time.
When Kareem gets to the curb, there's a driver waiting for him in a minivan taxi cab. When everything goes as planned, the driver and a special transportation aide climb out of the cab, buckle Kareem in, and whisk him away to a private school in suburban Montgomery County for students with special needs. Kareem used to ride in a school bus in elementary school, but Roberta says it was always a struggle.
We would get phone calls. He was out of his seat. He would be hollering.
The final straw came when Kareem was in seventh grade. One day, while the bus was making a turn near their house, Kareem shot out of his seat.
And before they knew it, he had jumped up and opened the back door and slung it open, and the aide grabbed him.
So he almost basically fell out of a moving bus,
yes.
Kids like Kareem end up in cabs because for physical or psychological reasons, they can't be on a bus. In other cases, it's because the kids have special education plans that say they need to go to a specific private school. Those schools are small and dotted all over the Delaware Valley, meaning sometimes there just isn't a bus route that makes sense. So the district hires a cab, and taxpayers foot the bill.
People don't realize that transportation sometimes can cost as much, if not more, than the cost of the school.
Maria Vetter is a special education advocate.
So you might have a school that's $40,000, $50,000, but the transportation to and from that school is $60,000 or $90,000.
For a kid like Kareem, the ride to and from school costs, on average, $58,000 a year. That's more than the undergraduate tuition at any American university. At Cadillac prices like this, you might expect Cadillac service. But a lot of times, Kareem's morning routine doesn't go according to plan and ends up like this.
Germantown Parrot, we're currently on delay right now. We can't take any new orders.
No, this is not an order. I need to speak with someone pertaining to my son's school pickup.
On a recent Friday, Kareem's driver is late. Already this year, he's had three different drivers. Roberta has spent a lot of mornings on the phone, just like this, trying to reach the cab company. And for years, she says, service has been spotty. Sometimes Kareem gets good drivers, sometimes bad. It just seems random. Others told WHYY that cab drivers have been unprofessional, unreliable, or even negligent.
This is a recurring problem.
Special education attorney David Talheimer says his clients have complained about drivers who urinate on the side of the road in front of children, stop to pick up family members, or eat breakfast while leaving some of the city's most vulnerable kids in the car.
Anyone who advocates for special needs children is going to receive phone calls and emails at, I would suggest, an alarming rate pertaining to problems with transporting their child to and from school, often problems that relate to safety.
We made several attempts to reach two of the major cab carriers to hear their side of the story, but never heard back. So cabs are expensive and the results are patchy. Yet the district is paying for 429 cabs to transport Philly kids. 3 years ago, it was only 215. Uri Munson, the district's chief financial officer, says it's a sign of the times.
Some extent, what you're seeing is a microcosm of this breakdown of kind of the classic, what we think of as the classic neighborhood network system of schools.
All over the country, but especially in Philadelphia, the idea that a kid gets on a bus with a bunch of other kids and goes to a traditional public school in the neighborhood is breaking down. More and more kids are going to specialty private schools or charter schools or even public schools in different parts of town.
And it's more cost-effective and better for the children in terms of ride length to do a cab for one or two children than to have a bus route that meanders its way through the city, dropping a few kids off here and a few kids off there.
Plus, as advocate Maria Vetter points out, even parents who might be fed up with the cabs still have to ask themselves an important question.
Is the benefit of this child going to this school outweigh the issue with the transportation? And in most cases, yes.
Tanya Davis is one of those parents willing to put up with the hassle. The district recently said it would provide a cab to take her 9-year-old son Makai from Philly to a private school in New Jersey. Makai has epilepsy and autism and is nonverbal.
I worry myself to death about my son. And all I can do is trust that, you know, when he comes back to me, he's still in one piece and life is good.
She's worried about a cab, especially since the district still hasn't lined up a nurse to travel with Makai every day. In the meantime, she's rented a car herself and driven him to school.
I just want him to be able to excel, just be given a chance to do ABCs, 1, 2, 3s, that kind of thing. Just have a life.
The district plans to spend about $92 million over the next 5 years getting kids like Makai to and from school. And that's before counting aides and nurses. It's a staggering sum for a service that some people consider underwhelming or even unsafe. But the other option is to leave a kid like Makai behind. And that doesn't seem like an option at all. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.